Well, does this sound familiar? It will. This is almost a reunion of the whole Will the Circle Be Unbroken thing, which was, yeah, a major historical event. Thank you. All right, your hands are all ready together. Let me introduce them one by one. On the guitar, songwriter extraordinary. Extraordinary? Jimmy Ibbotson.
Thank you very much. Good to be alive. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Multi-instrumentalist and also a wonderful songster. We have John McEwen on the banjo. In the rear, which is a place fiddle players do not like to be.
Let me put it this way. When we were putting the Circle Be Unbroken album together, Earl Scruggs called us up and said, "I think I found a fiddle player for you. His name is Vassar." And I said, "Can somebody with the name Vassar play a fiddle?"
And Vassar said, Clemens.
Vassar Clemens.
And his cousin on the Martin guitar, who we were told is also named Vassar, but is it really?
I like it.
Vassar Carroll, Vassar Carl.
Take it away, gang.
Let's let Hank Williams take us away here.
This is how we did on the record. I was 22 years old, and I said, "This one's going out to all you folks back home." Thank you, Dan.
I'm a rolling stone on a lonely lost for a life of sin. I paid the cost. Just another guy on a lost highway. It's just a deck of cards and a jug of wine and a life of foolish pleasures. It wrecked mine, and now I'm lost. Too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost down the lost highway. On the road of sin, oh, you'll be sorrow bound. Take my advice, oh, you curse the day. Start rolling down Satan's lost highway.
Won't you guys play some more?
Just a lad, barely 22. blasted kid like you. Well, now I'm lost. It's too late to pray. Oh, I have paid the cost on the lost highway. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway.
Thank you and good night.
Oh man,
we got a great menu here that we haven't looked at in a long time with all these
Grand Ole Opry
circle
songs.
Kind of songs.
Grand Ole Opry songs.
Now, when we went to record the Grand Ole Opry song, Jimmy Martin said, "Now, are you sure you want me to sing that? Because some of those people are dead."
I can't remember but one verse of it, but we'll fake the rest of it. We'll do a bunch of the stars of modern country radio that will be sung about for generations to come. Let's list them. Okay. Oh, go ahead. Pick the Banjo Solid. You've been playing it for 20 years, haven't you? Yeah. Come gather around me, fellas, if you will, I'm gonna tell about a gang of fellas from down in Nashville. First I'll start with old Red Foley doing a Chattanooga shoot. And can't forget Hank Williams with them good old lovesick blues.
He sings high.
Lonzo, why did you start? This is like a teenage kid. Take it down to G.
Lonzo and Oscar popping bubble gum. George Morgan singing, can he kiss his yum yum? I got a hole in my bucket, bringing in that George Mayo. Sing the sunny side of the mountain, dance to the chicken rear. Now the guitars and fiddles, banjo picking too. Hell, I'm not singing half them old tacky blues. Ernest Tubbs number two, wrongs don't make a right. At Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night. Talk about your singers in all kinds of ways, but none sing the old songs like Bradley Kincaid. With his old big mouth hip, bringing in that Georgia man, was singing sunny side of the mountain, dance to the chicken reel. I'm a fool. But there'll be guitars and fiddles, Earl Scruggs and his banjo too. Bell Monroe singing at them old tacky blues. Ernest Tubbs number two, wrongs on make a right. And a Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night.
One of the things Jimmy and I were particularly proud of on that album is to be able to bring to the forefront Mr. Vassar Clemens to a world that was definitely ready for him. And Vassar did something with that fiddle that nobody had done before. And he made some new marks for it, some new, benchmarks. And one of the things that established it for me was a song of his called The Lonesome Fiddle Blues, which you may hear that was, of course, we all know it was reconvoluted and borrowed by Mr. Daniels to make Devil Went Down to Georgia work. Now, although he never gave him credit, we do here today. But this is, it's kind of become the Louie Louie of fiddle music, you might say. D minor. But this is one of my favorite fiddle tunes.
does it go, Vassen?
Thank you very much. I think the friendships developed from that album is something that is you can't buy, and it's really been fun. And it led to the point where Marty Stewart became a great friend. And one day, Marty called me up about 4:30 in the morning in Nashville and said, "John, be in the lobby at 20 minutes." And so we'd kind of been around each other a lot, so I just went, "What for?" And he goes, "I'm not going to tell you. But bring your banjo." I'm in the car, and we're driving down the road at 5 in the morning, and we end up at WSM to see the Lester Flatt. He was doing the Lester Flatt breakfast show that used to be done. It was the last week it was happening. And here's Lester Flatt doing this show, and I'm sitting there watching just all gaga about it. And right in the middle of it, Lester goes to a commercial. He goes, "We got a guest in the studio who's going to pick the banjo after we come out of this commercial." And I'm looking around, and I'm the only other person there. I take my banjo out of the case, it's kind of tuned like this. And I got like 20 seconds. And the only tune that came to mind is one that we did on the Circle album, and one that we're going to do right now, and one of my favorite banjo tunes that got me hooked on the whole thing. And it's the one that I could think of, and we come out of commercial, he goes, "John, what you gonna pick?" And I said, "How about Earl's Breakdown?" Obviously, some of you know why that would be like, well... I forgot that Earl was a guy at this point. I was just doing... Anyway, here it is. Earl's Breakdown. Thank you. I can't believe this is, can't be called a job, can it? Now, there was a time when we enlisted also Mr. Merle Travis. I'm sure some of you aware of Merle Travis, right? Especially here. I mean, he invented his own style of guitar playing called Chet Atkins style. And it did pretty good for him, too. And, I'll never forget. Yeah? Or the other way around. I'll never forget going over to Mr. Travis's. Well, I called him up the week before. It's like, yeah, Mrs. Travis. And she was saying, oh, Merle's going to be so happy you boys are coming over. He's going to get that old box out of the closet and tune it up. Oh, that's good, yeah. And we got into town, you know, and I says, oh, hello, Mrs. Travis, we'll be over tomorrow. Oh, yeah, Merle's looking forward to it. He's going to get that old box out of the closet and tune it up. So it's like the next day we arrive at the house. She opens the door. Oh, Merle, the boys are here. Go get that old box out of the closet and tune it up. Like, yeah, get that little box out of the closet, Merle. And he got this dustiest guitar case out, and he started going like, boys, I've been looking forward to doing this album. And good to get this old box out of the closet and tune it up. And I wanted to do that Cannonball Rag. You kind of, you know, the one that's kind of... And right about then, I want to say, Mrs. Travis, how long has the box been in the closet? One of the, had it been nowadays, I would have said, Merle, do you need a lifeline? But he had us, and he knew it, and he knew what he was doing, because he let us sweat for about a minute, and Ibby's tugging on my shoulder, so, you know, it's like, isn't it lunchtime? But he looked up at us kind of like, and did kind of did like this. That's hot faster. Our bass player. Song that Mr. Travis wrote that has become a, for me, kind of a theme song, and it happens to be on a CD that I've got back here behind the stage. This happens to be, along with some other stuff. It was a magic moment for me to be able to hear him and see him play, and especially this song that I've drug around the country since he showed it to us. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, traveling through this wearisome land. I've got a home in that yonder city. Good Lord, and it's not made by man. Well, I've got a father and a sister who have gone to that sweet home. I just pray that I can go and see them, good Lord, over on that other shore. Play it sweet. I'll play it really hot now, Basser. Coffin, all of my friends all gathered round. They will say that he let Jimmy Iverson play that thing one time. That's what they'll say, because he's really good on that mandola. Get it, son. When I go down to that river of Jordan, only 51 years old.
Never took a lesson, seriously. Self-taught.
They will say that he's laying there sleeping. Good Lord, sweet peace. Oh, Master, do it one more time just for me. I have a pilgrim traveling through this wearisome land. What a band. Take it home.
We thank you very much for letting us come out and bore you with old music.
I just want to light the circle.
Sure, yeah. We're going to do one more, and we encourage you to sing along with us. This is the title cut of the million-selling album.
It's a
medley of two songs from the million-selling. I got a platinum record on this. You get one, man?
I've got a couple.
Platinum. That's the only platinum. You got it with the Dead. You got him with everybody. I just got him with this one record.
And
oh, yeah, really? Really?
Platinum.
I like platinum. Here we go. Let's say, I saw the light, will the circle be unbroken? Sing along. Make me blow. I wonder.
sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Hey!
Sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man wandered along, worries and fears are claimed for my own. And like a blind man, I'll give back his sight to. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Hey,
I saw the light.
Come on now.
I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Well, I was standing by my window on a cold, dark, cloudy day. When I saw my hearse come rolling up and carry my mother away. Well, the circle be unbroken.
Mine, mine, Lord, mine, mine. There's a better on the way to the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Told the Undertaker, said, Undertaker, take her slow. She's a lady that you carry, and I get to see her go. My brothers.